The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
They cannot run from it anymore, as mountains of evidence are stacked up exposing these sellout globalists. Waterfalls of proof and truth and exposure and accountability. We are uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. The 29th of April, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, I'm sure that you remember vividly when Fox News told you that Arizona voted for, they elected Joe Biden. And the press wants you to believe that it elected two Democrat senators also. But it still has a Republican governor and two Republican state houses. So it should be no problem at all to make sure that whatever happened in 2020 never happens again. Update the laws, fix the system, make voter fraud impossible. But that's not happening right now. State Representative John Fillmore has introduced a bill that would take Arizona's elections all the way back to the 1950s, in a good way. Every person gets one vote on one day with a paper ballot that they only receive after presenting valid ID. Period. The results are then counted by hand within 24 hours. No mail-in nonsense, no early voting, no absentee voting. Unless you're going to be out of state on election day, or if you're in the military, in the hospital, or if you're disabled. That's it. But rhino sellouts and losers and critics are complaining that this bill is infeasible. They're full of crap. This is how literally every election ever worked until the last few decades. As a matter of fact, this is how elections still work in countries that actually care about having elections that people trust. In Great Britain, ballots are all paper, counted by hand, and they know the results that night. No waiting. In France, same story. It's too bad that Marine Le Pen lost their presidential election, but we can at least say that we're sure that there wasn't fraud because they used paper ballots that were all counted by hand in one night. But meanwhile, here in the United States, liars and sellouts and globalists and frauds moan that this is infeasible. No, the only thing that is infeasible is committing election fraud with a system like that. And you know what? That's exactly what they're worried about. This kind of law should pass easily. It should be automatic in every jurisdiction that Republicans control. But instead, Senate President Karen Fan is blocking this legislation. She says that they don't have the votes to pass it. Well, you know what? Maybe not. But how about a Stu Peters Show solution? Might I propose that you grab a hold of your balls, bring it forward, and force the Republican majority to vote so that we know who these sellout rhinos are and can replace them? Steve Daniels is the chairman pro tem of the Patriot Party of Arizona, whose mission is to restore and then maintain constitutional conservative leadership in that state. Steve is also on the leadership team of Purple for Parents, a parents' rights group dedicated to the battle against Marxist organization Red for Ed. At this moment, though, Steve is organizing a pressure campaign badly needed against Arizona lawmakers to get this badly needed bill passed. So if you live in Arizona, it's absolutely crucial that you hear this. Actually, if you're in any state, this is crucial because every state in the union should be passing a bill just like this one. Steve Daniels joins us now. Steve, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Stu. Thank you for having me on.
So you're naming names. It's confirmed. Karen Pham doesn't care about disenfranchising the votes of Arizonans.
No, you're right. I mean, at this point, she's gaslighting people on Twitter saying everybody cares about election integrity. However, she won't bring the most comprehensive election integrity bill that we know of to the floor for a vote. She's protecting the rhinos.
She is a rhino. If she's blocking this bill, she's a rhino. Do you agree that this should easily pass and that this process is completely simple?
It's very simple. You know, we've taken the past couple of years to craft this. We gave the architecture to every Republican legislator back in 2020, end of 2020, heading into the 2021 session. We were pushing them to do this. None of them did it. They all used the audit as an excuse to wait to see what, you know, the results were before they do anything legislatively. Well, now here we are in 2022. And none of them, save for Rep. Fillmore, who's been great to work with as a bill champion, and Senator Kelly Townsend, also worked with him to get the Stryker bill, HB 2289, through the Senate. And she got it through her committee. And now we're waiting on Senate President Karen Fann to move it to rules and then to floor for a full vote.
What happened with this audit? I mean, I know that what we saw showed monstrous fraud. I mean, monstrous fraud. What happened with this thing? How was this thing railroaded?
Yeah, you know, with the audit, we from the very beginning, we felt that it was going to be used as a delay and distraction tactic. We felt that they would only allow us to see what they wanted us to see. You have to remember, Senate President Karen Fann was mainly in control of the process. She signed the unilateral deal with the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to essentially let them off the hook. There was a subpoena that the Attorney General had said, you have to comply with this. And for reasons unknown, we can speculate, but for reasons unknown, she unilaterally let them off the hook and assigned a special, what they call a special master, to oversee the Splunk logs, the routers, et cetera. And we're still waiting to get the full information on that.
Which we will never see, according to this deal that she signed without the approval of the people. Is that right? I mean, shouldn't this have been a legislative process? I mean, why does President Karen Fann feel like she has the unilateral authority to just speak on behalf of the people who are concerned about their votes counting?
Well, it's interesting here in Arizona. We deal with what I would consider probably the deepest of the deep state when it comes to the establishment, the Republicans. The McCain machine is alive and well in Arizona. These people are McCain Democrats. I don't consider them Republicans or conservatives. They've been operating as Democrats as a whole. I mean, you've got Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, who he initially is the one who killed the bill over on the House side. So it had to be resurrected in another manner. We've been very creative in how we've been moving this bill forward. However, you've got Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, receiving the courage, the JFK Courage Award, the same award that was just given to Zelensky. So you've got a Republican in our state here in Arizona, the most powerful individual in the House, getting the same award that Zelensky from Ukraine is getting. And they specifically noted the reason they gave him the award was for his courage and not actually looking to overturn the election results of 2020. So they essentially have given him an award for blocking the 2020 investigation and then blocking any actual election integrity reform.
So what do we got to do here now? Okay, the spotlight is on Senate President Karen Fann. She sold Arizonans out. She sold you out in Arizona is what she did. She did a backroom deal and she nestled up right under the wing, pillow talk with these globalist establishment rhino losers. That makes her one of them. So what, putting pressure on her, I mean, obviously she's already announced her retirement. So she's just going to do what she does. Damn you all to hell. Forget about your vote. We don't really care who you want representing you. And by the way, I'm out of here with my cushy retirement. It's a complete disgrace, a total sham. So what can people do in Arizona? What's your specific call to action?
Well, as you've been talking about recently, the power is inherent with the people. So that's right. we need to put as much pressure on the entire legislature. I mean, I feel that Senate President Karen Fann and Speaker of the House Rusty Bowers, I feel they're working directly for Doug Roscoe or Doug Ducey. He's the governor here in Arizona. His real last name is Roscoe. If anyone wants to go look into his background from Ohio, you can. But however, he's got his handlers that he has to answer to, but I do feel, and we've come to find out that they all seem to be working in tandem. So we've got to put massive pressure on Senate President Karen Fann, Speaker of the House Rusty Bowers, the senators mainly. You've got Senator Paul Boyer, who's a massive rhino. He's obstructed many things. Senator TJ Shoup, he's responsible for blocking the Great Health Freedom Bill that we had in the last session. He was the only no vote to vote with the Democrats. So you've got all of these Republicans, and it seems like whoever draws the short straw that day is going to be rhino of the day. So massive pressure. I would say go to our website, because what we do is we put out calls to action and we'll provide all the information, all the contacts, who you need to reach out to, who you need to call, who you need to email, and we'll provide a basic script so you have an idea of what you're looking at. Go to stoptherinos.com. It's www.stoptherinos.com. Subscribe for the updates, and then we'll get an email out to you immediately so you can start putting pressure on the right people.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here, Steve. Do you think that the people of Arizona are proud to have the most powerful people in their government receiving the same awards as an installed puppet war criminal that wears high heels and leather and does gay dances and runs cover for the Biden crime family and takes bribes from the taxpayers to cover up, you know, child sex trafficking and U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine? Do you think that these are the type of people that the Arizona people want to align themselves with or to trust as their servants?
It's extremely disgusting. I'm highly disappointed that this is where we're at in Arizona. I've lived here since I was 5 years old back in 1984. I'm not going anywhere. We're not going to allow communism to take over in Arizona. You know, I worked on the Senate, U.S. Senate campaign for Daniel McCarthy in 2019, 2020, and we found out that there was actually fraud in his primary, the Republican primary in Arizona. Rudy Giuliani, when he came to town on November 30th of 2020 to do his panel investigation, his hearing with the Republicans here, his lead attorney, Catherine Freeze, actually told us that they had all the data from the primary in Arizona and that they actually did commit fraud within that race against Martha McSally. So ever since then, you know, we've been pushing hard on our own Republican Party to do the right thing, because you've got the actors, the bad actors within the AZGOP, you know, Kelly Ward, for example, who's the chairman. He's been almost silent about election integrity. He's been more worried about grifting off of the audit. They raised millions of dollars here in Arizona. The Republican Party here in Arizona raised millions of dollars, and we don't think a penny went to the actual audit. So they're more concerned about fundraising, about going to the, you know, the special events, going to Mar-a-Lago, whatever it might be, instead of actually working on good legislation and pressuring, because they've got a platform. Let's be honest. They've got a bully pulpit. Why aren't they using it? Why isn't somebody like a candidate like a Carrie Lake, for example, why isn't she using her bully pulpit to push election integrity? If the people, if all of these candidates who are running for office, which is a little funny if you're going to run in an election where you've admitted there's been fraud in the past, you don't think they're going to do it again? And if you're legit, how are they going to let you back into office? How are they going to let you into office if you're legit? So we need everybody pushing in the same direction. So I'm calling out all of these candidates who this isn't their number one issue, and they're not using their platform to push it.
I think what pisses me off the most is I was on a phone call with Senate President Karen Fan several months ago. I was at home and I was talking to her on the phone, and she bald-faced lied right to my face on the phone, not to my face, but she just lied to me, straight up lied. She told me, we got it all. We're getting it all. We're fixing this. We're nullifying this election. We're tearing the whole thing down. We're decertifying. We've got everything that we need. She totally lied to me because she knows the power of this platform and she wanted me to go out there and be her cheerleader. And I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate people trying to deceive this platform to push their lies and their false fake agenda while they kick right in the balls everybody who, the people that they raised this money from, Steve, these are the blue collar, lunch pail carrying, truck driving, hardworking, the backbone of the Arizona and the US economy. These people don't really have the money right now to be just throwing around and giving away. There's not anybody in America right now that has any excess money. At least I'm speaking for myself. I don't know about you. But people are willing to dig down into the couch cushions and scrap and scrape to find some pennies to donate to fixing their election, because it's the most important of our inherent God-given inalienable rights in this country. Young, brave men and women go and put on a uniform and volunteer to go to some crap hole country and die in a pile of spent shell casings to protect that right. And Karen Fan wants to lie about it and trample all over that right. It's a disgrace and it's disgusting. And you're right. People need to go to stoptherinos.com right now. Stoptherinos.com and take action. Put the pressure on. Steve Daniels, thank you so much for being here and thank you so much for your fight. And you know what? You said you're not going anywhere. That's great. I know who is. Karen Fan's going somewhere. She announced her retirement like a coward. She got what she wants. She's been enriched and empowered, and now she's leaving and living some legacy of disgrace. I'm sick about it. Thank you for your commitment. We appreciate it, Steve. God bless you.
Thank you, Sue.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Well, thanks to both Donald Trump's example and, of course, the catastrophic failure and betrayal of existing Republican lawmakers, we're seeing all kinds of people step forward to run for office demanding real America First policies. The existing Republican Party, the establishment, is terrified. They hated Trump when he was running. They hated serving under him when he was president. And now they still hate the ideas that he ran on. They want it to be 2012 again. They want it to be 2012 forever. They want the same disastrous old GOP policies which destroyed our middle class at home, replaced our working class with foreign migrants, and humiliated us in foreign wars. So they want to suppress this populist wave. And the best way to do that is to make sure that candidates can't get on the ballot in the first place. Preston Parra was running for office in Northwest Georgia, but Secretary of State Raffensperger, the same man who sabotaged the GOP in 2020, kicked Preston off the ballot after his opponent sued over age. Preston is underage right now, at this moment, for the office that he's seeking. But he will be of the required age by the time of swearing in. It's perfectly constitutional. In fact, when Joe Biden was elected to the Senate a half a century ago, he was underage too, but turned 30 by swearing in, which is why we're still stuck with him today. So Raffensperger is either a giant idiot or just completely has no regard for the Constitution whatsoever. Both are more than likely plausible and likely. Preston Parra joins us now. Preston, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
As a matter of fact, you can sign up to serve in our military before you are 18 years of age into a delayed entry program. So good enough to go and die in some POS country in a pile of spent shell casings defending the freedoms that would allow people to elect you. Forget about that. You can't run for office. Why?
I can't tell you. That's an answer I've not been able to come to. It's perplexed me. I don't understand why they're doing what they're doing. I guess it's more so keeping the status quo in the state, keep making sure that they maintain their notoriety, they keep lining their own pockets and working against the agenda of the people and rather working for their own agenda. It's just totally a really sad thing that's going on. Like you said, I am in the military. Been in the military, the Army National Guard in Georgia for 2.5 years now. And like you say, you can go and you can sign your name on the dotted line to die for this country. But if you want to choose to help your community at home and serve a citizenry about 60,000 people strong at your state legislature, you can't do it. You can't do it without having people, rhinos like Brad Raffensperger, our nasty Speaker Ralston, and Brian Kemp. I call him Cowardly Kemp. And it's really just a really nasty mess what's going on here.
So they kicked you off. You're done. You can no longer seek this seat.
Right.
And yeah, it doesn't matter what the populace says, and it doesn't matter what the Constitution says, and it doesn't matter what the law says, that you will be of legal age by the time that you take that seat. So essentially what they're saying here is they're just terrified of you.
Essentially, I like to call him Bad Brad Raffensperger. He's not done this once. He's not done this twice. He's done this three times. We saw it in our Georgia Senate elections. We saw it in our presidential election. We're seeing it now with me. It's already taken place. And we're also seeing it with Marjorie Taylor Greene. In fact, the same court that held the hearing against me is also holding the current proceedings against Marjorie Taylor Greene. We had a tremendous legal team. We built up a case that was so impenetrable. With what the kind of rhetoric they've been spewing out this entire time. it was impenetrable virtually. Well, evidently we have a judge who is under essentially the Secretary of State selected, and we have just a horrible case. I mean, they closed the record for submission of evidence because there was no evidence to even say I was the age they claimed my opponent said I was. He had no evidence to support that claim. And so they closed the record, and the judge says no more evidence can be submitted. Well, we submit all this case law and essentially say, well, they never proved the burden of, you know, having standing in the first place, so they can't make the argument. Well, the judge decides to contradict herself and open the record back up for our opponent exclusively to submit more evidence, which is totally unprecedented. You never hear of that kind of thing happening. It's an absolute just a misadherence to, you know, your constitutional election integrity. Our founding fathers knew that having election integrity was going to be a fundamental part of this country, and not having the faith in your elections is it ultimately going to be the downfall of society. Because if you don't know that your, you know, casted ballot means anything, how can you ever have faith in things getting better within your society, you having an effective voice?
What are you a product of? Because it's really refreshing to hear somebody your age talking like this and seeking office. It had to be refreshing to the constituency in the district that you were seeking a seat in. What was the response of the people when you were out campaigning?
Well, it was tremendous. I can tell you, my opponent had been in the race about 6 months prior to when I joined in. And my first month in the race, I outraised him more than, I think, triple the amount that he had raised. We had an overwhelming amount of support because we were running off of America First values. This wasn't a campaign centered around any one person. It was a campaign centered around the value system of putting America first. And so I come from a first generation American. I am from a family who immigrated here legally from Colombia. They came when Pablo Escobar was raining down terror with the drug cartels in Colombia. They were by no means well off, yet they still managed to come here in a legal way and follow all the rules, because at the end of the day, they knew that if they were to break the law at the country they had heard so many good things about, they would be committing ultimately to the downfall of it at the end of the day. So it was ingrained in me since I was a child to ensure that the values and the pillars that built this country remain intact and fortified. And what we're seeing today and what we've seen in recent history with these past elections is the absolute opposite of that.
They're trying to keep Candace Taylor off of the debate stage. There's actually a new hit ad out on her. I saw it on Tucker's show last night, talking about how she's too conservative. This is really what this is all about. Georgia is not a Republican or conservative state at all. This is a big lie, isn't it?
It is. Cowering Kemp is what I like to call him. He saved all of his conservative legislation for the end of his term so that he could campaign off of it, essentially. So instead of putting the ultimately, the conservative agenda that he campaigned on first, when he first got inducted and, I guess, sworn into office, he rather waited and held that. And so what you're seeing happen with Candace Taylor, what you're seeing happen with me, has become the status quo. And unless freedom-fighting American patriots like yourself and others stand up and raise awareness to this, we will continue to, you know, just go down this pathway of losing our freedom slowly and slowly.
So we mentioned Candace Taylor. Her internal polling shows that she's whooping up on everybody, just like cleaning up, because she has a true America First platform. You had a true America First platform. Marjorie Taylor Greene is an America First firebrand, or so she claims. And whether you like her or any of them or not, just kicking them off the ballot and not allowing them to participate in the election process, in the candidacy process, in the campaigning process, to allow people to hear what choices they have, instead just cut off their legs, right? At the kneecaps, decapitate their entire campaign, don't allow anybody to hear about them.
Right.
Is this the America that we live in? Is this the America that your parents fought so hard to get to?
Unfortunately, that would seem like it would be the evident fact of current day today. I think personally, Candace Taylor should be given a platform. If you're a qualified candidate, if you're in that ballot, you should be given a platform along with the rest of them. I think you see the establishment media, the fake news, as we call them, is obviously, you know, playing tactics here, and they don't want to elevate her. They know she has a tremendous support I've seen personally within Northwest Georgia, and they're not giving her that platform. And so this does not just stop at your government. This trickles down into the media. This trickles down into the culture and the society. And we have this whole cancel culture. People speaking out for America First values are automatically doxxed and canceled from everything, essentially. And you're seeing it with Marjorie Taylor Greene, like you said. It's really a sad thing to watch happen.
It is. Well, we want to hear about what you're going to be doing in the future. So please make sure that you stay in contact with this show, because you're a brilliant, you're a brilliant young man, and we appreciate your patriotism. You absolutely should have had a fair shake. No question about it.
Yes, sir.
Preston Parra, thank you so much. God bless you.
You too.
Did you know income tax is criminal? A blank in the Communist Manifesto. Why does the government officially say there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax? Freedom Law School knows the truth. Check it out for yourself at livefreenow.org and start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Go to livefreenow.org today or call 813-444-4800. livefreenow.org today. Day.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalist. Support real independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
There is no threshold for death. The number of people dying from these bioweapon jabs, it matters not to these globalist sellouts, these people with the agenda, and especially Big Pharma, who's raking in billions, trillions of dollars to jab you, and they could care less. Record-setting number of people have been killed, almost three times as many people from this bioweapon jab as every previous vaccine combined. And now Moderna is just coming out, and they're saying, guess what? We're going to go seek FDA approval to jab your kids 6 months to 4 years old. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now to talk more about this. So Moderna is actually seeking this approval right now.
And it's so much more than that, Stu. First of all, if that isn't bad enough, they came out with their top line results. It's a lot of garbage. They compare it to the 16-year-olds and say it was similar. It's just garbage, Stu. It's not even real science. But here's the latest thing they're doing. They claim, and it's like a variant free-for-all, right? There's no way to diagnose any of these variants. And yet one of the things they came out with recently in this article called, it's entitled, Moderna says they're redesigning the COVID vaccine, right? Because it, you know, the first two weren't good, then take our booster. Now the new narrative is, hey, we're gonna redesign the whole thing against they're calling them beta COVID variants. It's tremendous BS. And listen to this, their regular dosage of whatever this poisonous garbage is about 25 micrograms. They say they're gonna test a 50 microgram dose that they claim doubles the antibody result. Now, there is no way, there is no validated assay to really measure antibodies. I've told people this, and I want people to remember that, because they think they've, if they get a positive assay, which is a false positive, they think they're protected. But that's not even the issue. They're also developing, they say, a new vaccine, God help us, that will target 32 mutations present in Omicron. All of a sudden, Omicron is making 32 mutations.
Okay, so can I just ask you a layman's question here, trying to understand this? We don't have any specific test to verify that there's even such a thing as a variant. We've never isolated the damn virus in the first place. By the way, where is COVID-19? Where is SARS-CoV-2? Has anybody ever been able to? No, I don't think so. Prove to me that it exists, first of all. But we have no way to test for these variants. And now they're telling us that they can, in an untestable variant, identify 32 mutations of that variant?
Yeah. And while they're busy drumming that up so that they can get mandates and stuff to inject you with that, they're also targeting other, what they call virus diseases. Respiratory syncytial virus is a very rare flu type illness that's been identified in babies. Guess what? The next article is Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J see respiratory virus, which is, they're talking about RSV, as the next vaccine target. And here's the dangerous thing. They want to give doses to pregnant, every pregnant woman on the planet to protect their newborns if large studies validate this. Stu, do you know how many babies, infants, come down with respiratory syncytial virus in the United States a year? Take a guess.
I have no idea. You're going to have to tell me.
500 babies. Now, nobody wants to see a baby sick, but Stu, this is not a risk. This is not a danger. And they're going to inject hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of pregnant women with babies trying to grow in utero with this poison. You know it's going to be an mRNA technology.
100,000 people get bit by venomous snakes every year, 100,000. But the Moderna CEO finds it so necessary that he starts venom research facilities as his next big undertaking to treat those 100,000 patients. So globally, we need to fund this. And guess who's backing it? The Department of Defense. Huh.
No question about it. This has been a DOD operation from the beginning. And if you don't believe me, we've got the papers to prove it. But the third thing Moderna's up to, there's one more, Stu. They claim that they are now researching. They actually have the study started. They're researching what they call bivalent boosters, right? These are boosters now. Now, weren't the boosters just the regular material, you know, that was just a fourth?
Who knows? Nobody knows, because they're all liars and frauds and criminals and killers and psychopaths. We have no idea.
100%, Stu. And now they're saying, look, we're going to tweak the booster. We're going to do we're announcing a clinical update on the bivalent COVID-19 booster. There's spike vax. There's no justification. There's no proof that it's anything different. It's just a lot of mumbo jumbo, Stu, to get like maybe 20, 30, 50 more vaccines with mRNA technology to get this inside of us. If they can't get it into everybody with calling it COVID, they're going to get it into you, scaring you with RSV, with shingles, with all kinds of other things. And they're going to use the vaccinated, the injected. You know how I'm using that word. They're going to use the injected who are now degrading their immune systems and getting sick to kind of point disingenuously and say, see, people are getting sick. It's going to be so confusing. I just fear for the general public.
From this shot, we have seen miscarriages, spontaneous abortions, unbirthed babies being murdered by this shot. Close to 5,000 of them reported to VAERS, which we know the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System only reflects less than 1% of vaccine injuries anyways. 1% at 5,000 dead babies? I mean, and now they're telling you that they want to mandate these shots for all pregnant women for other things using mRNA technology that we know to be deadly and dangerous, that we know has completely purged our military, that we know is causing people at the peak of their physical condition, like professional athletes, on live television in front of the entire world to just fall out and collapse, that we know is causing pilots, some of the most medically scrutinized professionals, to stroke out in the cabin with hundreds of souls on board, families, little kids traveling, going to see the amusement parks with their family, or business professionals traveling, trying to get home to see their family and their kids. I mean, this is an absolute murder plot, 100,000%. The fact that people don't see it is unbelievable. Viewers of this program have already made up their mind, most likely, I'm not going to get that thing. And if they do, they probably have buyer's jab remorse, and they're looking for ways to try to reverse the effects of it. The people are desperate. But for the people that don't have access to this show because, you know, we're limited because of the communist attack on free speech, we're not as easy to find as sellout vaccine shill pusher Sean Hannity, for example. And so you have to share this stuff. You have to make people aware that this is going on. You have a duty to your fellow Americans, your fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, your fellow global citizens, to tell them that this is actually happening. Show them the data. Nobody else will. The real data is not found on the news, on the TV. It deadens the brain. Turn it off. It's killing you.
Stu, if Moderna gets, all I'm going to say in closing is, if Moderna gets this emergency use authorization, it's not just every pregnant woman that will be mandated. It'll be every newborn baby. So the baby's going to get a double hit.
Wow. They're going to get it in the womb, and then they're going to get this upgraded, 50 power, whatever this is.
Exactly.
The threshold for death is non-existent. They want to kill us. And if you don't believe me, it's not just, abroad at Davos. It's not just in these secret meetings that these globalist psychopath killers are having. It's actually printed right here on the United States soil. The goal to depopulate the world to 500 million people. It's written right on the Georgia Guidestones. We're going to talk to Nick Stumphauser more about that next. Don't go anywhere. The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin Boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
Viewers of The Stu Peters Show probably don't watch too much CBS. I don't know. That's just a hunch, a wild guess, you could call it. But in case you've stumbled upon that network by accident, my condolences. You might have seen a show called SWAT, or you've seen SWAT teams in the movies, and so you probably know what it is that a SWAT team does. But the term SWAT is now not just a noun referring to the team of cops who break down doors and kill bad guys. Viewers of this show now know that SWATting is now also a verb. Now, in 2022, in addition to referring to a paramilitary team of special forces type officers who are specifically trained to bang down doors and kill bad guys, SWATting now also refers to calling in false police reports, sending the cops to the location of innocent victims in an attempt to do harm to them or have them killed by the police. You might not know that the acronym SWAT actually stands for Special Weapons and Tactics. That means extraordinary tactics, and it's not something typically employed lightly given the lethality that can be unleashed when SWAT teams are sent in. I've personally been SWATted several times over the last few weeks. Skater guy turned Con Inc. approved YouTuber Tim Pool has now also been SWATted recently a few times as well. So here on the Stu Peters Show, we're just going to call it what it is. Terrorism. SWATting is terrorism. But now, political opponents of the leading lieutenant governor candidate in Pennsylvania, Teddy Daniels, have resorted to swatting Teddy just 3 weeks ahead of the Republican primary coming up on May 17th. The Stu Peters Show has sources with knowledge about the situation who can tell us exclusively what's been going on in Pennsylvania. They've been keeping us updated, and it's shocking what's happening. In case you're unfamiliar with Teddy Daniels, you should know that Teddy is a political force in Pennsylvania. He and gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano have been leading the charge on the audit in Pennsylvania against, by the way, the phony GOP leadership in Harrisburg, who's leading from behind, failing colossally in comparison to Arizona and Wisconsin and Georgia in terms of rectifying the theft of the 2020 election by the Democrats. Teddy was running for Congress up in Scranton, the fake home of Joe Biden, but after Democrats and establishment Republicans colluded to shift Pennsylvania's districts, removing completely the district that Teddy was going to run in, Teddy decided the lieutenant governorship would be a better run for him. But this is how fearful the establishment is of candidates like Teddy Daniels. And by now, you know their playbook very well. We talk about it on this program all the time. Just before an election or confirmation process, they will literally collude. They'll conspire to make up figmented imaginary stories in order to do the most damage that they can do to hardcore conservatives who are a threat to the status quo. We've seen it 100 times. We saw it with Donald Trump and the Billy Bush locker room talk tape in November of 2016, Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Balsey Ford in 2018, Judge Roy Moore and disreputable floozies Lee Korfman and Beverly Young Nelson in 2017. So the liberal media unleashes the demons of hell along with fire-breathing feminist attorneys like Gloria Allred and armies of mysteriously highly paid Democrat PR teams and attorneys who trot out bogus allegations. Judge Roy Moore, by the way, for example, had run statewide in Alabama 3 times prior. His entire history had already been vetted vigorously. Then, as Nancy Pelosi detailed in her famous rap and smear video, the press merchandises the bogus headlines and then gets to work doing their worst damage to the target. And now it's Teddy Daniels' turn. Teddy's joined the Stu Peters Show previously. You might remember him. He's the Army veteran and Purple Heart recipient who got shot up pretty bad in Afghanistan 10 years ago. The video of Teddy getting shot up went viral. And now Teddy's going to battle with the establishment in Pennsylvania, and they don't like it. So as Teddy's campaign pulled into the home stretch with just 3 weeks remaining, This show can exclusively reveal that there's a Pennsylvania State Police investigation into false reports and abuse of the 911 system by parties associated with those phone calls, as well as one of Teddy's opponents and some political hitmen in Pennsylvania. The Stu Peters Show can also reveal that Democrat rag Rolling Stone is even implicated in that Pennsylvania State Police investigation. We want to be clear. Rolling Stone is a political operation masquerading as a news magazine. Rolling Stone magazine has essentially become the house organ of the Democrat National Committee, according to run-off-the-mill squishy Republican Jonah Goldberg. Rolling Stone editor Jan Wenner gives political donations exclusively to Democrats. This is the same Rolling Stone endorsed Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton in the run-up for the 2016 U.S. presidential election. And it's the same Rolling Stone which ran an entirely fake story about a made-up so-called gang rape that never happened. Rolling Stone actually celebrated the Boston Marathon bombers, and they rightly drew widespread criticism for, quote, glamorizing terrorism. But that's what they do, and they're glamorizing terrorism again. As a matter of fact, helping to orchestrate terrorism. Back in February, after more than a month of bothering Teddy's family and associates, Rolling Stone published a totally discredited attempted hit piece, including a couple of unsubstantiated claims against Teddy decades ago in the context of a custody battle. Rolling Stone was even forced to discredit their own claims in that article that they themselves published. So after that colossal flop of a hit piece, Teddy's family was swatted last Sunday, just 3 weeks ahead of the primary. This show can exclusively report that far-left Democrat operative posing as a reporter at Rolling Stone named Hunter Walker was involved with the targeting of Teddy, along with some other out-of-state actors Walker was working closely with. Did you hear what I just said? The next day, the Pennsylvania State Police initiated an investigation into the series of phone calls that were made that falsely claimed Teddy's residence needed police sent out to the home. Understandably, the situation has been a stressful one for Teddy and his family, and it's generated exactly the events and subsequent headlines the left-wing rag and Democrat and Republican establishment were so desperate to generate in the first place. And that is how the politics of personal destruction works. The fallout for Teddy has, of course, been personal, but it's also, by design, political. Establishment hacks in Harrisburg are now calling for Teddy to drop out based on this coordinated hit, set up apparently by Rolling Stone. Democrats and rhinos are all calling for Republicans to distance themselves from Teddy. And that should be a signal to patriots all over America. Pennsylvania is one of the most corrupt states. The mob runs deep there. But you want to know what? You want to know what I think? I think that I don't want to elect a politician unless they're being attacked, like Brett Kavanaugh, Judge Roy Moore, or now Teddy Daniels. Unless they're being attacked by the uniparty globalists who are so desperate to hold power, we shouldn't support them. These coordinated hits on Teddy Daniels serve as prime evidence that Teddy Daniels is right over the target. He's taking flack. Teddy is going through hell right now, both personally and politically, and he needs our help. If you live in Pennsylvania, I hope that you and 50 of your closest friends will go vote for Teddy on May 17th. And if you're able, I hope that you'll help to contribute to his cause. Teddy's going to have a lot of legal bills to get this all sorted out, and he can still win this election, most importantly. If you like firearms, Teddy's given away an AR custom rifle called the Teddy 15. You can sign up and contribute to win one of those at teddydanielspa.com. Teddy, stay strong. The Stu Peters Show Nation is with you. Keep fighting.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us.
But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Unite humanity with a living new language. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Population control, one world language, a world court. It sounds like a globalist agenda. But this isn't some secret memo from Davos. It's from something called the Georgia Guidestones, a curious landmark about 90 miles east of Atlanta. The Guidestones have 10 commandments on them written in 8 different languages. Why were they built? What do they mean? For that, we go to Nicholas Stumphauser, who is a filmmaker here at the Stu Peters Show Network, and we're excited to have you here on board. Thank you for that. Watch the Water, a tremendous success. Why did they build these things, and what are they really all about?
Thanks for having me back, Stu. Why they were built still remains a mystery. Who built them is a mystery. Who R.C. Christian is another mystery. That's the pseudonym that the man who came forward to finance these £250,000 each granite slabs in the middle of Elberton, Georgia, spent. And as you said, on each of these 19 foot tall slabs are 10 propositions, 10 rules that the authors seem to think we should all live by. And they're sneaky because a few of them, you think that's reasonable. I would love to live in a world where we abolish petty laws and that we all pursue truth and beauty, because this is some of the things that are included on there. But the first and the last and the second are rather unnerving. So the first is that we should maintain in perpetual balance with nature a population that is less than 10% of the people we have on Earth right now. The second is to guide procreation, whatever the heck that means. And the final one is be not a cancer on the Earth. Whoever would describe us as a cancer, I'd be rather suspicious of.
I know somebody that was recently there and sent me pictures of the Georgia Guidestones, and I could not believe it when they told me, no, it actually says that. I said, wait a minute, what do you mean? It actually says to decrease the population or maintain a population of 500 million people. We're pushing, 8 billion people on the planet right now, getting rid of 7.5 billion people. Take a look around. I mean, it's no secret that there's definitely plenty of agendas happening right now that could accomplish that goal. Some images of this, and they were curious in nature because of some disappearing and reappearing thing. Tell us about this.
Well, you ask, what are they and why are they there? The narrative is that these are an astrological calendar, and they're also a clock. And you can look through, there's a hole in the center column that you can look through, and it points up to Polaris. And so the entire night sky rotates around this one hole that you look through. So there's some astrological utility to it. But I was there about 6 months ago, and it's not the first time that I've been. And I noticed when flying our drone that on the top slab, there was a dark red iron oxide looking rust splotch that then came down the center column. And I told my partner who I was there with, I said, that looks like blood. Then I find in 2019, there was sort of like a History Channel-esque video that was put out on YouTube and they flew a drone, and there was a deep red, differently shaped splotch of what looked like blood on the top. And then recently, I have drone footage where it's gone. So there seems to be periods where it's present and where it's not. And I'm rather compelled by the idea that it's an altar.
Wow. There are a lot of images that you have recently gathered, along with videos and slides, and all of these things are going to be shown exclusively on the Stu Peters Network for our premium users to watch this Saturday. So if you are a premium subscriber, you're going to already see it. If you aren't, get over there, stupeters.com, go sign up to be premium. It's 10 bucks a month. You get the ad-free experience, blah, 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 all that stuff. Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Deanna Lorraine, you name it. I don't know. There's all kinds of stuff over there for 10 bucks a month. But this is an interesting story, and I'm looking forward to talking to you on Saturday and sitting down more on this. Nicholas Stumphauser, thank you so much.
Thanks, Stu.
Stick around. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Have you noticed there is something very wrong with the modern day man?
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit Keys to Life. Shop. Get your manhood back today.
You guys have all said it before. I've seen it in my Telegram. I've gotten emails. My mom even says that I don't smile enough on my show. Well, there's a lot of serious stuff going on here, Ma. Sorry. We're just trying to, like, you know, liberate the country and try to save billions of people from getting bioweapon attacked. I don't know. But I'm smiling today. You know why? Because I'm freaking pumped. I'm totally jacked. I'm headed to Idaho, Meridian, Idaho, on Wednesday the 4th, next week. We're counting down the hours. I'm going to be at Kleiner Park in support of Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan. I'm packing my bags. I'm not the only one packing my bags, though. You know who else is packing their bags? I'll tell you who's packing their bags. This rhino loser Brad Little is packing his bags. He's going to do, like, the perp walk, the walk of shame. Head down, total disgrace, the way that he sold you out. And we're going to get rid of him once and for all. He tried to lock you down, keep you away from your friends and family. He didn't stand up to globalist corporations that wanted to force you into an injection or into the unemployment line. He didn't fight back against this crap that they wanted to put these bacteria-ridden face muzzles, like some sort of Sharia law that he was trying to impose on your kids. But guess what? When he left state, Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan assumed those gubernatorial powers. And what did she do? She signed executive orders getting rid of all of that. And sure, as soon as the petty tyrant, rhino loser sellout Brad Little returned, he reinstated those dystopian lockdowns because he's a communist. That's why. And we're going to send him packing. I will lovingly wrap his knickknacks in bubble paper myself and see him out the door. So it's really important. If I'm going somewhere, you know that it's important. I don't just show up at these pep rallies and conferences and go on these tours. You know that. I show up when it's time to move the ball. And that's what we're going to do. Real action, real accountability, real remedy in Idaho. Be there Wednesday the 4th, Meridian, Idaho at Kleiner Park. I hope to see you there. Carlos Cortez joins us now. It's really important that these people show up over there because I'm telling you, we need real America First conservatives, Carlos, to be leading our country. And our states have a whole lot more power than the federal government. And the Fed, by the way, coming right after your money today is no different, is it, as the market closes?
Yeah, no different. And with all these distractions that we've been speaking on, the new podcast, Scriptures on Wall Street, and as well as our online class with AmericaFirstTimerPlan.com class, there's a lot of distractions too. And there needs to be alternatives for our American patriots that are listening. Their banks, their advisors are not giving them safe money options. And so that's part of why they are still stuck in blood money, red money, call it whatever you want, manipulated money. There are options, and that's what we talk about on the podcast, is what we talk about on AmericaFirstTimerPlan.com. Get over there as soon as you can, and we're here to be a solution in the lighthouse for America, American First, God-fearing patriots.
You know, you got to understand, too, and what Carlos, I think, means, at least the way that I interpreted it when you talk about investing in blood money or having blood money, you want to invest in stuff that is right and checks out with your morals, with your core values. And so you don't even know if your financial advisor or if your 401k or if your IRA, if it's investing in things like Pfizer and Moderna and adding more and more money to their bottom line. as they then use that money as marketing materials to roll out, or acquisitions with the FDA to get approval to jab your kid as young as 6 months old with this stuff? Do you really want to be investing in Pfizer? Well, you have no idea. If you're dealing with somebody at one of these big banks or big corporate conglomerate, you know, heavily advertised financial advisor firms that are on the corner, Carlos, am I right? I mean, these people are manipulated by Wall Street, and all of this stuff is thrown into a package that they just ram you into.
100%. I just got off the phone with a client, a Zoom call, and she was investing in abortion clinics and didn't even know it.
Oh my gosh. I mean, yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, you might go bowling or play beer league softball or pick up games of hockey with your financial advisor. Maybe you get together for tea and crumpets or go out for beers or whatever. And they might be a good guy. Maybe they're your neighbor. But by default, if they're answering to these people, they're part of the complicity in mass genocide and murder, and they're killers and they're communists. I mean, do you really want to be investing with killers and communists? Probably not. So instead, go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com, and check out Carlos Cortez. Get your appointment scheduled. No obligation, of course. Do business with a like-minded person at Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez, thank you for being here. Have a great weekend. Until Monday at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it, maybe dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. So excited. May 4th, Wednesday, Meridian, Idaho, Pliner Park. Be there. Until then, fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do...